On this day, June 23rd, 1888, at the Republican National Convention in Chicago, the first African-American is nominated for president. Who was he? We'll tell you his story. Let's get started. Frederick Douglass was born a Maryland slave in the year 1818. He escaped in 1838 and ended up in Massachusetts. Now, Douglass was a student, a thinker, and a powerful speaker. So he shared his story with many people in the North and made a deep impression on the minds of many. Now, Douglass advocated good character and persuasion rather than violence when it came to abolition. For many years before the Civil War, people were helping runaway slaves through what was called the Underground Railroad. Now, some folks, like Harriet Tubman, acted as conductors, guiding slaves from station to station until they made it to Canada. Now, a station could be a home, a barn, or other suitable lodgings. Other folks served as station masters, men like William Seward, the Secretary of State under Lincoln, and Frederick Douglass. He was in the game as well. Now, Douglass toured as a speaker for the American Anti-Slavery Society, and in 1845, he published his autobiography, Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave. Now, the book sold like hotcakes, and it was groundbreaking. Remember, this is the 1840s, and a former slave is writing plainly and logically about slavery. This was unheard of. Now, the book demonstrated in simple words why slavery must end. Well, in 1845, Douglass had to flee to Europe to avoid being captured by slave catchers. You know, they went around trying to find runaway slaves and returning them to their masters. So Douglass fled. But before crossing the Atlantic, Douglass ironically said that he was sailing from American Republican slavery to monarchical liberty. That is ironic. Well, while in exile, he lectured throughout Ireland. It was welcomed with affection by the Irish. Hey, I'm Irish. Me and Douglass should hang out. And by 1847, his freedom was purchased and he was able to return home. And that same year, he started an abolitionist newspaper in Rochester, New York, called The North Star. Now, Douglass was concerned for human rights in general. He wanted everybody to be free. He was the only African-American to attend the Women's Rights Convention in 1848, and he became an advisor to President Abraham Lincoln, as well as a U.S. ambassador. Then, on this day, June 23rd, 1888, he became the first African-American to be nominated for president. That year, the Republican National Convention was held from June 19th through the 25th in Chicago at the Auditorium Building, and the nomination eventually went to Harrison, but this was the first time an African American was put on a list for presidential possibilities. Now, as we said before, Douglass was a reader and a deep thinker, and he grounded his arguments against slavery and for human rights in general. He grounded those arguments on natural law and natural rights teachings. Now, these teachings filled him with optimism and hope. Here's what he said: "The arm of the Lord is not shortened, and the doom of slavery is certain. I, therefore, leave off where I began with hope." While drawing encouragement from the Declaration of Independence, the great principles it contains, and the genius of American institutions, my spirit is also cheered by the obvious tendencies of the age. In other words, he recognized that though things weren't perfect in 1776 and 1787, they pointed in the right direction. They were first steps in the move toward freedom for everyone.